With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. A Senate panel has rejected a bill that would restrict transgender athletes from girls' and women's sports teams. The bill would also require that South Dakota schools and athletic associations verify all athletes' gender. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
The bill's author is Republican Representative Rhonda Milstead. She says the proposal is an attempt to assure equal competition by restricting transgender athletes from women's teams.
There's not anyone in this room that can deny that males have a competitive advantage over females. My goodness, you look at your house, you know, I mean, who carries the heavy suitcase in your house? Who digs the hole for the tree? We know that males are physically more able than we are to do things, and this plays out in sports.
The State High School Activities Association created a transgender athlete policy almost a decade ago. It requires that a trans athlete provide documentation on their gender identity before there is a decision on whether to let them compete. Only one transgender girl has played on a girls' sports team. Opponents of the bill say that if it passed, it would open lawsuits against any institution that didn't follow the requirements. Republican State Senator Lee Schoenbeck voted against the bill.
Because this is not a South Dakota issue. We already know that. All the South Dakota institutions that are charged to look out for us are saying it's not a South Dakota problem. It's a national cause for certain people. And so this creates the ability to use our state's courts to sue any school that competes in South Dakota, no matter where that school is based out of.
Schoenbeck says the law would have created a mountain of new paperwork for schools and the athletics association. He says no Republican ran for state government trying to grow government and called the bill a, quote, liberal government approach. The Senate panel rejected the bill 6-3, which effectively killed it for this year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
A Senate committee has moved a vehicle bill that establishes criteria regarding marijuana to the full Senate. Democrat Senator Troy Hynert opposes the bill as is. He proposed an amendment which would legalize recreational marijuana into state statute rather than the Constitution. In a Senate State Affairs Committee meeting, Hynert says it's intended to respect the will of the voters.
225,260 people voted for Constitutional Amendment A. Everybody on this committee, except for one, it passed in your district. We should have been, I wish I didn't have to bring this bill or this amendment. We should have been working on this the day after the election, but we didn't. And so now we're at a point.
The amendment failed, but the bill passed out of committee and now advances to the Senate floor. Lawmakers plan to amend the bill later in session. The South Dakota Senate has revived a piece of legislation pushed by Governor Kristi Noem that would keep conservation officers from entering private property without permission. Senators who favored the bill used a rarely used legislative maneuver called a smokeout to revive a bill unanimously defeated by a committee on Tuesday. The Republican governor has pressed senators to pass her proposal, saying it would protect property rights. Conservation officers could still enter private lands under reasonable suspicion of crime occurring. House legislative leaders are delaying efforts to impeach Attorney General Jason Roundsburg. They say a recent court ruling prevents them from holding a transparent impeachment process. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Last week, Judge John Brown ordered the state to remove law enforcement video interviews from the internet. The videos show North Dakota investigators interrogating Roundsburg after his car struck and killed a pedestrian in September. Republican Speaker of the House Spencer Gosch says the ruling by the Hyde County judge complicates the impeachment inquiry.
And his order that all members of state government not release the evidence included in his order, we felt that public proceedings would be difficult to do. So that being the case, it's best that arguably, these premature articles that were filed be held off until the judicial system is able to do its job.
Republican and Democratic leaders in the House agree on waiting until the court process plays out. Roundsburg is charged with three misdemeanors for his role in the fatal accident. Other investigative documents, including a 911 call, crash, and toxicology reports, remain online after state officials release them. Republican Representative Will Mortensen is bringing the impeachment articles. He says he's disappointed at the delay, but understands the desire for full transparency. Nick Nemec is Joe Beaver's cousin, who was struck and killed by the Attorney General. He says Beaver would be in prison if the roles were reversed. Nemec is worried the House won't take up impeachment.
And that amendment tells the legislature that they may take this issue up later. Again, spare me the South Dakota government hypocrisy.
A legislative committee voted unanimously on an amendment to postpone the impeachment process. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
New COVID-19 vaccination sites are opening soon at major retailers like Walmart, Hy-Vee, and Lewis Drug. It's part of a federal program that collaborates with pharmacy networks to increase access to COVID vaccinations. South Dakota currently has 56 locations, with more coming each week. Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Reisden says additional locations mean added convenience for residents, but she warns people should still be diligent.
We are not out of the woods yet, and if folks have symptoms, if they have been exposed to a positive case, or they may have been exposed to a positive case, we're really encouraging people to be tested.
Free at-home COVID-19 saliva tests are available. People who are 65 and older and those with two or more underlying health conditions are eligible for vaccinations now. Malsom-Reisden says soon the vaccine will open to people with one or more underlying conditions. To find the closest participating pharmacy, visit doh.sd.gov. A prescribed burn is underway for acreage southwest of Rapid City. The Mystic Ranger District of the Black Hills National Forest will monitor the burn on nearly 400 acres over the next 2 days. Smoke will likely affect the area during that time. The U.S. Forest Service uses the planned fires to improve wildlife habitat and forest health. They also reduce the likelihood of naturally ignited fires and suppress future fires. Forest visitors are asked to watch for signs that will show the areas involved. Anyone with questions should contact a local Forest Service station. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.